Dear friends in Christ, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, who is Jesus the Christ. Amen. And so we have this parable before us today, probably one of the longest of all of Jesus' parables, and also one of the most complex, and probably one of the harshest parables of all of Jesus' teachings. A man going on a journey. He goes to his servants and he gives them 5 talents, 2 talents, and 1 talent respectively. Now, a talent is a great deal of money in that day. It was worth about 15 years' salary. So receiving 5 talents was a great treasury. 2 talents, even 1. They received, all of them, an incredible treasure. They are not given any instructions by the master. He simply gives this to them. And then the text says, he goes away. The parable then moves quickly to the 2 servants. The one with the 5 and the one with the 2. They quickly make deals and they make 5 more for the 1 and 2 more for the other. They double what the master had given them. And then we come to the other one. The one who received the 1 talent. He was afraid. And so he dug a hole. And he put his single talent in the hole. He was not a bad guy. This was not an evil man. But he was afraid. And he wanted to keep that talent. He wanted to keep what was given to him by his master safe. And so he put it in the ground, did nothing with it. For the first 2 servants, the master, when he came back, he commended them. Well done, good and faithful servants. Now this particular one who had the 1 talent also thought he would be commended for his prudence and for his caution. But the master was not happy. The master is angry and it takes it from the man, gives it to the one who now had 10, so that he now has 11. And that worthless servant is said to him, he's thrown into the darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. This text is jarring. It is harsh. Take it away from him. Throw him into the outer darkness. Why? Why would the master say that? Why would he do that? Was it because he didn't make anything out of the talent that was given to him? Or was it simply because he did nothing with it? He put it under his mattress. He hid it in a hole. You need to remember that the day in which these people are living, and which Matthew is writing, the people are expecting that Jesus is going to come back within their very lifetime. And so in the entire 25th chapter of St. Matthew, in which we find our gospel today, Matthew is continually saying to the people, be vigilant, be active, be prepared, and be faithful. For you don't know when that time will come. You don't know the day nor the hour. Probably the same thing can be said of today. Be vigilant. We don't know. It comes like a thief in the night. Four things about this text I want to say briefly. It's a story about inequities. Life is not always fair. There are inequities in life. Some got more than the others. That's kind of the way life is. On the other hand, we could have a real discussion about this too, couldn't we? Inequities. Secondly, it's a story of abundance. Who of us here this morning does not believe that God has blessed us abundantly? We are a part of the ones who have been given abundantly. Great treasure has been given to us. Third, the story is not just about wealth. It's about the blessings that God has given to us as individuals. The kind of blessings that make us who we are. The gifts that we have been given in our person. To use those blessings, those skills, those abilities. And finally, it's about stewardship. And what we do with the blessings and the gifts that God has given to us. Listen to this statement. I believe it speaks to all of these that are a part of this text. The mark of a person, and we have heard this before, is not what has been given to us, but rather in what we do with what has been given to us. And not, might I add, what we do to the least of these, our brethren in the world and in our country, in how we treat those people, the least of these, our brothers and sisters. Let me just shift gears a little bit here. I want to take you to a miracle that Jesus performed. Jesus performed 34 miracles. 34. Only one of them is included in all four of the Gospels. Only one in all four of the Gospels. All the others, the other 33, may be in one, two, or three of the Gospels, but not in four. Do you know which one it is? It's the feeding of the 5,000. The feeding of the 5,000. You know the story. The crowds are clamoring after Jesus, this miracle worker, and they want to see even more astounding things. And Jesus does not disappoint them. As the crowds gather on that day, evening is setting in, hunger. What are we going to do with the crowd, says the disciples? We need to feed them. But we have only a young lad here with 5 loaves and 2 fish. What is so little among so many? And Jesus blesses the bread and the fish. And they multiply and the crowds are fed. We know the story. It's a great miracle that Jesus does. But I want to share with you that I think there's a greater miracle that might even have happened that day. I guess I have a skeptical mind about this kind of a text, even that miracle. I can't believe that among those 5,000 people, there weren't other people who had food. I can't believe that there weren't others who had stopped at the local market or whatever. They were going to be going home later and they had food in their basket. They had food in their pouch. But it took this little boy to step forward and to give his 5 loaves and 2 fish. And probably the great miracle that happened that day, that the others saw the little boy, and they decided, hey, why don't we share as well? And if we share, probably everybody can be fed. Do you think so? Might not that be a possibility? On that feeding of the 5,000 that day? The great miracle of sharing started by a little boy. In about a week and a half, we're going to sit down to heavily laden tables with families and friends, and we will return thanks. We will count our blessings. But I sincerely hope that it's not just counting our blessings. But I hope it is also that we will then be a blessing to others for the blessings that our God has given to us. Just like that little boy who had the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and he gave. You and I are blessed. Blessed richly and abundantly so that we might be a blessing to others. May God bless us that way, and we to others. Amen.